Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
All right, we're going to Mars.
Where
man.
Are we going?
Ow. It was so loud. Let's say we're going to Mars. We are going to Mars.
Well, let's go.
I want to go. I'm fine.
Are you?
I'm totally fine. I just want to go to maybe Colorado, maybe.
Colorado?
Maybe. But we're going to Mars. The president just signed a bill funding NASA.
I believe a $19 billion bill.
To be able to to fund NASA, which we're getting back into. If you remember, we talked about it in our program. Under former President Obama's administration, he defunded it and made NASA almost like the friendly outreach to Islam. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
What? It didn't make sense, but that's what it was.
That's exactly what happened.
And we found out that, anyway, so that happened. And so now things are turning back around again, and this is like the moonshot for John F. Kennedy when he made the declaration, we're going to go to the moon. He didn't see it, but we did it. But now we're talking about going to Mars, and after you hear what the president did in the signing of this, and Florida's really going to be blessed through this because of all the money there, Texas probably as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, Elon Musk has already been planning, the one that invented PayPal and Tesla and several other things, that he has already been working on colonizing concepts to be able to go to Mars. And you'd be really surprised the reason why. But first, let's go to the president's White House desk as he's signing the bill with the senators for NASA, $19 billion going to Mars. Take a look.
Okay, thank you very much. For almost six decades, NASA's work has inspired millions and millions of Americans to imagine distant worlds and a better future right here on Earth. I'm delighted to sign this bill. It's been a long time since a bill like this has been signed, reaffirming our national commitment to the core mission of NASA, human space exploration, space science, and technology. With this legislation, we support NASA's scientists, engineers, astronauts, and their pursuit of discovery. We support jobs. It's about jobs also. This bill calls for ongoing medical monitoring and treatment of our heroic astronauts for health conditions that result from their service. It's a pretty tough job. I don't know, Ted, would you like to do it? I don't think I would. Marco, do you want to do it? Marco, I don't know. I'm not sure we want to do it.
You could send Congress to space.
What a great idea. That could be a good idea. This bill will make sure that NASA's most important and effective programs are sustained. It orders NASA to continue, and it does, it orders just that, to continue transitioning activities to the commercial sector, where we have seen great progress. It's amazing what's going on. So many people and so many companies are so into exactly what NASA stands for. So the commercial and the private sector will get to use these facilities, and I hope they're going to be paying us a lot of money, but they're going to make great progress. It continues support for the commercial crew program, which will carry American astronauts into space from American soil once again. Been a long time. It supports NASA's deep space exploration, including the Space Launch System and the Orion spacecraft. It advances space science by maintaining a balanced set of mission and activities to explore our solar system and the entire universe. And it ensures that through NASA's astronauts and aeronautics research, the United States will remain a total leader in aviation. Now, these astronauts are amazing. I've met some of them. They are very brave people, and they're right at the forefront. So we salute them with this legislation. And we salute the ones that have lost their lives doing what they love to do. America's space program has been a blessing to our people and to the entire world. Almost half a century ago, our brave astronauts first planted the American flag on the moon. That was a big moment in our history. Now, this nation is ready to be the first in space once again. Today, we're taking the initial steps toward a bold and bright new future for American space flight.
I am honored to sign this new bill. The folks behind me have been so involved in it. They love NASA. They love everything it stands for. And they love the people in their areas. You have a couple of areas that are going to be very much benefited by this. So I just want to thank all of the people standing behind me. They've done a great service for the country and for their communities. A lot of jobs, and these are great jobs. So thank you very much, and we'll sign this. Okay, so we'll hold that up.
That's so exciting. You're seeing it, and that's a $19 billion investment for Texas,
yes,
and Florida, but also going to Mars. When we get back from this break, you're going to hear Elon Musk's vision, literally how to colonize people on Mars. Am I going to go? No. Do I think we should go? I don't know. I mean, the Lord talks about Earth, and the other stuff is for looks. Right, welcome back. Well, we're going to Mars, and you think, well, you know, why would we go to Mars? Well, since we made the moonshot and went to the moon, only 12 people have walked on the moon, but we learned so much in the process, and the satellites that have been launched, and all the technology and things that we're using today. Velcro came out of that. All these different things came.
The wireless drill, cordless drill.
Yeah, and these little breakfast stick things that don't make, you know, it's exciting.
Tang.
Tang came from that. There's so many things that come from these type of experiments and going to Mars. But Elon Musk has been planning for this for some time. If you're wondering who Elon Musk is, he's the one that invented PayPal. He and his brother, I believe, sat in a Canadian apartment and ate, I think, ramen noodles that turned orange as they were just crackers, just beating this whole secure marketing program called PayPal off online. They're the ones that invented it. And he sold it, and then he built Tesla, and Tesla is the battery-operated car. He has a solar company that his brother runs that getting energy from the sun. And now he started SpaceX, which actually launches rockets that replaced the Challenger concept because it can just fire up by itself and land back on the landing pad again.
Amazing.
And now he wants to go to Mars. You think, well, why is the president doing this? And why did Senator Ted Cruz do this? Well, listen, Tesla's in Texas, but listen to the vision that Elon Musk has in detail, how to colonize Mars. Take a look.
Two fundamental paths. History is going to bifurcate along two directions. One path is we stay on Earth forever, and then there will be some eventual extinction event. I don't have an immediate doomsday prophecy, but eventually history suggests there will be some doomsday event. The alternative is to become a space-faring civilization and a multi-planet species, which I hope you would agree that is the right way to go. Yes? So how do we figure out how to take you to Mars? This is an actual scale of what the solar system looks like. So we're currently in the third little rock from the left. That's Earth. And our goal is to go to the fourth rock on the left. That's Mars. And if we get the cost of moving to Mars to be roughly equivalent to a median house price in the U.S., which is around $200,000, then I think the probability of establishing a self-sustaining civilization is very high. I think it would almost certainly occur. Not everyone would want to go. In fact, I think a relatively small number of people from Earth would want to go, but enough would want to go and who could afford the trip that it would happen. These are the key elements that are needed in order to achieve the 4.5 order of magnitude improvements. Most of the improvement would come from full reusability, somewhere between 2 and 2.5 orders of magnitude. And then the other 2 orders of magnitude would come from refilling in orbit, propellant production on Mars and choosing the right propellant. And then the propellant tanker goes up, and it'll go up multiple times, so anywhere from 3 to 5 times to fill the tanks of the spaceship in orbit. And then once the spaceship is, the tanks are full, the cargo has been transferred, and we reach the Mars rendezvous timing, which, as mentioned, is roughly every 26 months. This is to give you a sense of size. It's quite big. And the funny thing is, I think in the long term, the ships will be even bigger than this. I think that this will be relatively small compared to the Mars interplanetary ships of the future.
So it's not too far-fetched. You're looking at a plan that's already laid out already. He is correct in saying there's going to be a doomsday.
Yeah.
It's called The Last Trumpet Will Sound, then the bowls of wrath will be poured out. It's written in the Book of Revelation, and you can't hide from it on Mars. You know, every one of us have to make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, because not only did he create the earth, but he created the heavens and everything that's in the heavens. Mm. And that, and it's sort of like saying, you know, somebody's excited about going from their couch to their lazy boy. And that's almost what it's like in God's eyes when somebody's going, you know, we just want to be able to get to the moon.
It's a good way to picture it.
Yeah, and I want to be able to get to Mars. And that's great. You can learn a lot of things. And he is right. There is a doomsday coming. But that doomsday is where first there's going to be a last trumpet sounds where the Lord takes his church up. You know, they got the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the last of the seven trumpets, that's when bowls of wrath begin to just change the dynamics of this earth, and a new heaven and a new earth is going to come. So he's accurate in that. I don't think that's what he's talking about. But it's exciting. I mean, some of the things that he's developed and we're using today, a secure PayPal and battery-operated car. I mean, it's hard to be aggressive in a battery-operated car. You know, I can't rev it up. You just kind of go click. It kind of goes along. It goes fast, too, as a matter of fact. But we want to pray. We want to pray right now. This is exciting. You know, it looked like things are going one way. The previous administration was defunding NASA, turning it into some sort of Islamic-friendly thing. It didn't even make sense. And outreach, I think, towards that. But now it's going back to being NASA like it was. And I think the future, you know, wars are going to be fought from the heavens down to Earth. Because you're looking at it right now, kids are using GPS systems that comes off those satellites that the moonshot brought to pass and our astronauts brought to pass. There's no telling what's going to happen as we begin to explore and spend this $19 billion in Florida and in Texas to be able to have this shot to Mars. Going to Mars.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.